Online education and homeschooling seem to be working reasonably well so far for the majority of Australian students, but what if you have vision issues or a severe disability? For special education, these times are very challenging. The Wire's Sarah Martin spoke to Matthew Johnson, President and CEO of the Australian Special Education Principals and Leaders Association, which represents about 700 leaders across Australia.
The majority of learning for students with special needs happens with physical assistance. It happens with a class teacher and an educational assistant within a classroom, sometimes doing hand-over-hand activities to really support that child's learning and their program. So trying to do something that's always been done in a physical, tangible, highly present way and changing that to what's that look like online is a real challenge. So it's now an opportunity to be able to go, okay, well, what does learning look like for our complex learners? And students with quite severe disabilities at times, how can we keep them engaged when it's usually such a physical face-to-face engagement? You know, there's a number of ways we're trying to see what that looks like.
How are parents and families responding to this and the challenge of needing to support this learning at home?
It's always been hard for our parents because their child learns in such different ways and it's also highly individualised. You know, a program might be able to be easily accessed by a group of 30 people studying maths in a mainstream school. The individual education plans for each of these children is incredibly varied and very specific to their own needs and abilities. So for parents trying to tailor that, there's obvious anxiety with some parents really thinking, well, my child can't access any of this learning online. They mightn't have the physical ability to be able to interact with technology. And also, they usually have other siblings at home that they're trying to homeschool, as well as having a child with complex needs, and they're wondering, well, how do we meet their needs as well? But doing schoolwork at home shouldn't resemble a six-hour school day. It should be relevant activities that meet the child's needs and part of their social learning program that we already do at school. So what does that look like then to transfer that social learning to home and make it relevant to that child and the environment?
How are you creating that alongside also developing some online product that those families can access?
Well, we're doing a two-pronged approach, really. Most of our students use visual timetables and visual language systems. So how can we send home physical kits so that parents can set up a home visual timetable to try and replicate some of the activities that we did at school? But also at the same time, a lot of our special schools still have about 20% of the students attending. We've got teachers who are still teaching who I need to release to be able to develop the packs for students who might be at home from their class. The physical packs have been the first thing, but with ACEPA, we've partnered with the National Association for Special Education Needs in the UK. That's been a partnership that's let us access a lot of their resources, as well as a lot of resources that we've been compiling on our acepa.edu.au website. I've been providing that to all of our special schools across Australia, and making sure that people are sharing that with parents.
How are your students responding to what would be quite disruptive changes?
For the students who are attending still, it's highly disruptive because within a mainstream school, you might have a casual teacher who can cover the classes for a day and there's no, you know, significant change or difference. Whereas with our students, they are in their one class all year with two people they get to know incredibly well, in a really structured program which helps them regulate, helps them predict. So when we've got such a low attendance and we also have staff accessing special leave or leave because they're in a vulnerable category, that means that we've got lower staff numbers and that means that, you know, there's a lot of variety, a lot of change happening, and normal classes aren't running the way they usually would. You're trying to, you know, combine to be able to use your staffing resources as effectively as you can, but also to, you know, give people a break so they're not the only ones online and face-to-face. It's balancing all of that and trying to keep the predictability for the students.
Matthew Johnson, President and CEO of ACEPA, the Australian Special Education Principal and Leaders Association. He was speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.